And now the Democratic Party is down 2-1. Joe Biden. Bernie Sanders stepped out of the race today. The pandemic has thrown all kinds of things into disarray, including elections. The way forward? Proceed with how it's always been done and risk the scandalous outcome in Wisconsin yesterday. Refusal to postpone the vote. People scared away from voting because of the virus. Discarded absentee ballots. It was a mess. To avoid that chaos, states have been scrambling to come up with alternatives. Delay the vote, vote by mail, or go online. The World's Lydia Emanuelidou reports that last option is making election security experts especially nervous.
In Utah County, Utah, online voting has been around for a little while now.
We've now used online mobile voting in three elections. We've also used it in the presidential primary that took place on Super Tuesday in March.
Amelia Powers Gardner runs the county's elections. Her state is one of several where online voting is allowed through a smartphone or computer, but it's restricted to citizens living abroad or military members stationed overseas. In the case of Utah, it's also been available to people with disabilities.
But that may expand. I know that our legislature is having a special session in a couple of weeks, and they're going to be looking at modifying some laws during emergency situations like this COVID pandemic.
She hopes that Utah lawmakers make online voting an option for more people in the state. In the meantime, Powers Gardner has been hearing from election officials across the country.
Yeah, I've had people from the state of Illinois, Indiana, Tennessee, Arizona, Nevada, and California reach out to me so far.
They're calling her, she says, because they're interested in expanding their online voting programs or starting from scratch to ease access to the ballot box during the pandemic. This new interest in online voting is reigniting an old debate about the security risks that come with it. Senator Ron Wyden, a Democrat from Oregon, is an outspoken critic of online voting.
The experts in election, the computer technologists that are expert in the election, are to a person against this idea.
Election security experts agree that we simply don't have the technology to do online voting safely. Senator Wyden says he's particularly concerned about the private companies offering apps and other products they claim to be safe.
I characterize some of these voter tech operations as snake oil salesmen.
Instead of voting by smartphone, Senator Wyden wants to make it easier for people to vote by postal mail. He and other Democrats have been pushing for that. There are, of course, legal, logistical, and political challenges to making that happen this close to the election. But Jessica Brand with the Alliance for Securing Democracy, an advocacy group, says it's better than online voting.
They're vulnerable to hacking. So I think that's a bad idea. Mobile voting generally does not produce a paper record that can be verified either by the voter or, you know, ultimately by auditors.
She says online voting would make U.S. elections even more vulnerable to hacking by foreign adversaries and other actors.
What happens if an adversary overwhelms mobile networks and just merely makes it very hard for people to vote on a mobile app? You know, I think the better option is to expand vote by mail.
Whatever option they land on, Brand says it's important for states and counties to act quickly to get systems up and running so they can address any kinks and prevent potential mishaps. Because mishaps, she says, are fodder for groups who want to undermine trust in American democracy.
And that's exactly what we saw in the wake of the Iowa mishap, where, you know, a buggy app led to the delay in reporting results.
She says immediately after, Russia-linked Twitter accounts and even Russian state media jumped on the story,
perpetuating this much larger narrative that the election had been rigged. And in fact, that's not what happened at all.
She says preventing these types of mishaps will be crucial. And it will be crucial for election officials to communicate clearly, because as the pandemic continues to disrupt this election season, Brandt expects a rise in disinformation meant to confuse voters and prevent people from casting their ballots. For The World, I'm Lydia Emanuelidou.